More previews coming up here, and a one that I really want to talk about is Bills-Ravens. So do you guys mind if we start with Chargers-Texans? Does anybody have anything that they just really love in this game? Because, like, I need a game-winning field goal from Clayton Tune and the boys here. So let's start with this one.
Ooh, it's up to 6 now.
Yeah, dude.
And Middle Tennessee's got a pick, of course.
And right now, what we're looking at here, obviously, is the injury report, because Justin Herbert looked very uncomfortable last week. And the Chargers, who had all the hype coming into the season, are already beat to hell. Joey Bosa is going to miss an extended period of time, which is a huge loss, obviously.
Slater,
which is obviously a huge loss at the tackle position.
J.C. Jackson.
Blocking for Justin Herbert. So this is kind of a stay away from me, man, because I would want to play the Chargers, but I don't even know that Justin Herbert's going to be able to play in this game. I know that he's listed right now as just questionable, but I would go with Chase Daniel. Personally,
I think it's just you have to be really respectful of your quarterback's health, right? Like, we see what happened with Tua when he wasn't really ready to go. Probably Justin Herbert shouldn't have played against the Jags.
Yeah.
You're playing against the Texans. The line is 6. It was actually 4 earlier this week. Been up. It's been down. Big pass for Ryan. Houston just passes, I don't know, like a 25-yard pass. They have 22 seconds left, 21-21 there. But, yeah, I mean, I think this is one of those games where you just concede it. You just concede, okay, if Chase Daniel can't compete against the Texans, then that's fine. That's fine. We'll lose.
Yeah, and I feel like, man, it's 6, because this went back down. This has been bouncing all over the place.
4, 5, 6.
And I'll say Davis Mills is a much better quarterback at home. But, God, I back the Texans like every week. And it's been profitable. It's been, yes, they have been very profitable.
ATS.
They're not good, but they do play hard. I'm staying away from this one. PJ, are you doing anything in this game or no?
No, nothing in this game.
All right, let's talk about the big one then this weekend. One of the big ones. The Bills are 3-point favorites on the road in Baltimore. Total in the game is 51. And what we've been paying attention to all night long, all week long, is the weather here in Baltimore. 20-mile-per-hour winds, stronger gusts. There's a chance for rain. It looks like the rain will probably hold off. But the problem is you have Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen. We want to see points. Two guys that, if the season ended today, would be probably 1 and 2 in MVP voting. And we got strong winds coming in. Did you guys do anything in this game? I got a pretty big play in this one.
I took Ravens at 3.5. I love it at 3.5. At 3, it's a pass. This just feels like a 2-3-point game. The interesting things to note, Buffalo is 0-7 in one-score game since the start of last season. They blow people out when they win, but when they lose, it's one-score games. They can't figure out how to win close games, and that's really been their Achilles heel, is just not figuring out how to close out those close ones. But both of these offenses have been great. Buffalo, second best total offense, third in scoring. Ravens, fourth total offense, first in scoring. Allen leads the NFL in passing yards. Lamar in touchdown passes. Diggs, NFL leader in receiving yards. Lamar, 2-0 straight up as a home underdog in his career. He beat Kansas City on Sunday night last year, and he beat Belichick and the Patriots on Sunday night a couple of years ago. Feels like the Ravens absolutely could be live in this game, and you just have to wonder still how much is on Buffalo's mind not getting that win against Miami last week. You run 90 plays to Miami's 39, and you can't find a way to win that game. I pretty much watch every Ravens game, and rarely do they ever get blown out at home. So you would have to think this is probably going to be a one-score game, and if history tells us anything, that's out of favor of the Ravens, so give me the Ravens in this one. I think they really have a shot winning it outright, but I really like them at +3.5.
Yeah.
Do you play anything in this one?
Yeah, I think the thing that's interesting about this game is we're worried about the weather and we don't know what it's going to be. And there's, you know, I think what's also really interesting is we talk a lot about the Bills and their secondary being banged up and their secondary just not having guys. And then you look at the team DVOA ratings and they actually have the second best pass defense in the league, which is just like a stat that I didn't foresee when I was doing my prep, right? Like, that just doesn't stick out. Ravens secondary, as we know, is getting lit up for, I want to say, the number one amount of passing yards in the NFL, right? Like, opponent passing yards over 350 yards per game. So I played something, but I'm not so sure I feel great about it, and I want you guys' thoughts because it's already played. I have a cash out button. I have the under 43.5 in the Saints game. And that it's now down to 41.5.
I like that play.
And over 51, though, in this Bills game.
So, yeah, I want to play the over in this game, too. It's just the stupid weather.
Yeah, I know. I'm worried about
that. That was like my favorite. And the other thing that scares me, listen to this injury report for Buffalo. On Monday and Tuesday, they had 35 guys. So ruled out right now is Jake Kumerow, which actually I know you people laugh, but he's like one of the only weapons they have on the outside with Diggs right now. Christian Benford. So they're without another DB. Jordan Phillips is out. Questionable is Gabe Davis again. And then Justin Murray, who's their tackle.
They said Gabe Davis was going to play, though.
He's going to play, right. Yeah. But it's just the injury report. Yep. Like, he's dealing with something. You know, Dawson Knox has a back injury. Ed Oliver is dealing with an ankle injury. You know, a lot of these guys are questionable in this game. Jordan Poyer, it comes down to, is he going to be able to play in this game? Because Micah Hyde's out for the year, which is a huge loss, obviously, for Buffalo. They were without five defensive starters last week, four in the secondary. I agree, man. And this total, it opened up at 55. I was going to play the over there, and it dropped all the way to 51. The weather's the issue.
But it feels like it's going to miss Baltimore. It feels like it's just going to be the rain. And it's the wind is only going to be 10 to 15 miles per hour. PJ, what do you think? I need your perspective on this as well.
On the wind?
Just on the total of this game and how the weather's going to affect it.
Yeah, I kind of like the under. You know, we said this game opened at 52, and you have to figure that a lot of people like the over. So the fact that it's ticked down now to 51.
Because of the weather.
Yeah. You know, and the Ravens, they're going to rely on their run game, especially if it's crappy weather and everything like that. That's what suits them. They're going to slow the game down because they don't want Allen shredding their defense. They're going to run Lamar. Dobbins is back another week healthier. They're going to just continue to find ways to shoot clock.
What happens if the Bills pass like crazy, though?
They're going to, right?
So then you're going to need to keep up, right? In order to keep up with them scoring-wise.
My advice is if you're ready, bet the over, you stick with it. Because if you go back on the under.
I was just going to cash out and play something else. But yeah, I guess I'll keep it.
I would just monitor. Well, obviously, then you'd have to drive back in, which, well, you live in D.C. But yeah, so
still 20 minutes away.
I like the over, and I'm with you, PJ. I played the Ravens. I've been kind of ragging on the Bills, and don't get me wrong, like they're the Super Bowl favorites. They're a great team. They're going to win 12 to 13 games. But right now, I don't really love what Ken Dorsey's doing, and that's what scared me. Like, because Brian Daboll is obviously that good.
Yeah.
He won games for the Giants already. But man, Josh Allen, they're not letting him throw the ball down the field. I was shocked when I looked at this today. Six lowest intended air yards per pass out of 33 qualifying quarterbacks. When you think Josh Allen, you think hose for an arm. They're 19th in explosive play rate. I gave out that crazy number that scares me a little bit. Like, you thought maybe with Ken Dorsey, they'd run the ball a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, Zach Moss has looked really, really good.
Really good.
And Devin Singletary, they're barely using him. You know, they were using him a little bit to start the season. They also drafted James Cook, you know, in what, the third or fourth round. But it's a lot of dinking and dunking right now. And it's a lot of third downs, third and longs, and I just don't think it's sustainable to continue to do what they've done the first 4 weeks of the season. Josh Allen has picked up a touchdown or a first down, scored a touchdown or picked up a first down on 66% of third downs. I said this last night, the league average is 34%, so that's not sustainable. O-line's all beat up. Mitch Morris has an elbow injury. Ryan Bates, who's their right guard, is in the concussion protocol, but it looks like he's going to play. And then Spencer Brown.
God, those injuries just make me think under.
And Spencer Brown already struggles, and he was in the concussion protocol. Or he was dealing with heat exhaustion, I'm sorry, last week. So he came out of that game. Looks like he's going to play. I do like the over a little bit, but I love the Ravens in this spot. There's just no way really to stop Lamar Jackson. He's going to see a different look. The Jets didn't know what to do with him. They just played zone. The Dolphins blitzed the hell out of him.
God.
Patriots played a ton of man against him. So I just think he's going to get a different look. But
And we talk about the wind and the rain. Obviously, advantage Ravens in that aspect because of special teams. You have Justin Tucker. So that definitely helps things in nasty conditions to have a guy like that. You know, there are certain teams, though, that kind of have given Lamar problems over the years, just how they match up defensively. Tennessee and Buffalo are usually two of the teams at the top of that list. The Chargers tend to be another. Just because of how athletic they are defensively, how good their linebackers are. But again, the Bills have all those secondary injuries, you know? So it's going to be fascinating. Hopefully the weather isn't too much of a factor because much like Jacksonville, Philly, this is one of those games, and Clemson, NC State, this is one of those games you really want to see just a nice sunny day. You want to see both of these teams playing good ball, not affected by the weather or anything like that. So hopefully it's not too much of a factor.
Yeah, exactly. You really want to see this matchup played, man. I wish this was almost in a dome, or like on a neutral
field. Yeah.
20 mile per hour winds. And remember Buffalo, they played in that really windy game against and they struck well, that was no
New England.
Yeah, New England. And that and New England ran Navy's offense, and Mac Jones attempted like four passes in that game.
Yeah. He sure did.
Not New England in that
I was
game,
researching
actually.
That today when I was breaking this down to just think about what I wanted to do with the total, because I already played it earlier before Hurricane Ian was in the mix. And I don't know.
I like the over. I like the over. I like the Ravens. And I agree with you, PJ. I think they're live in this game, man. Lamar is on another level right now. And I know Josh Allen is too, but I like this spot for for Baltimore. And you brought up a great point, like having Justin Tucker in your back
pocket. And it's a 1 p.m. game, too. It's a 1 p.m. game, which is sort of a travesty. But also, I think the weather's going to get worse at night.